The Central Coast, 101.3 CFM.
Get up with Brian Gondy.
Get up on a Friday morning. Makes it easier, doesn't it? What have you got?
Something else that's going to make it easier. Next, I'm going to share with you and the people one of the greatest iPhone hacks ever. You need to put that water bottle away or put the lid on it, for God's sake. That's the third time this morning that you've spilt it everywhere in the studio. Yamo, if you're listening, spilling water all over the desk.
That's why I keep it over there.
Okay. So you can spill it just on the ground.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So we can...
You just ruined my hook, mate.
Oh, sorry.
I was in the middle of best hook ever.
Hang on. Everyone, stop the show down. Stop the show. Can we go back just a couple of minutes?
Redo.
We can cut this out, right? We can cut this bit out?
Yeah, we'll cut this out.
All right, ready?
We'll come,
And take two, action.
CFM.
Get up with Bree and Gondy.
Oh, Friday morning.
God. Happy Friday.
Makes it easier to get up, doesn't it?
Guys.
What do you got?
I'm going to share with you and with the people the greatest iPhone hack you'll ever hear.
No way.
It's the best.
I don't know how you do it.
I haven't tested it, but I'm assuming it's really good because I read it on the internet.
Okay, so this helps anyone. This helps anyone with an iPhone.
Everyone.
With an iPhone. That's next.
Get up with Bree and Gondy.
CFM.
Look, I've promised the greatest iPhone hack ever.
There's been some good ones.
There has been.
This would have to be big.
Oh, this is big.
Okay.
It's huge. I haven't tested it, so let's
do it on the show right here, right now.
So have you ever thought to yourself, there's been situations where you're playing music from your iPhone.
Yeah, all the time.
Maybe in a party situation and you think, oh, it's not loud enough. And people use the old toilet roll holder. They put it in a glass.
It's so with the toilet roll one, if you don't know what that is, you put it in the middle of the toilet roll, it kind of makes it louder.
Like a budget speaker.
Yeah, exactly.
Real budget. But there's an actual iPhone hack on the phone where you can change the speaker settings to make it louder.
Talk to me. I'm going to do it now.
Are you loving this?
Yeah.
Okay, so do this.
I'm always wanting to get it a bit, you know.
A bit louder.
Yeah.
If you've got your iPhone there, you can go into settings.
Settings.
And then you go into music. Which...
Can you just play us something on your phone now just so we can have a comparison?
Is
that how you're going to do it?
We
okay, cool.
So go to settings.
Yes.
And then you scroll all the way down.
Cool.
To music.
Ooh.
Did you find it?
I've gone through my apps.
It's got the little music note on the left.
Okay.
So have you got that?
I'll find it. Yeah, maybe you go ahead. Oh, I found it. There
found
we go.
It? So go to that.
Yes.
And then scroll down and it says EQ under playback.
EQ, got it.
You got it?
Yeah.
All right. So then it brings up all these different options. Producer H is onto it as well.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently this hack, it says you need to put that option there on late night. So there's all different ones. There's like acoustic, bass booster, flat, hip-hop, jazz, but late night is the one that they say boosts the speakers.
Wouldn't you think late night would be quieter?
Wouldn't
it's
you
like
think?
Everyone's trying to go to bed.
Apparently
late night.
It's like a secret.
Oh, it's all right.
An it's iPhone a, secret.
Okay, I've just hit late night.
Maybe I should do it on my phone because yours is an iPhone 7.
Because mine has better speakers?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Do you reckon?
All right, let's go with, so how do you want to play the two, just so we can hear the two? I want to hear if it
can
actually is a hack.
Can you record it?
What? On, yeah. Okay, yeah, I can
do
that.
Let's
do
the first one.
Okay.
So this is without anything changed.
Okay, no, nothing changed.
Nothing
Let me just
changed.
Hit record on that.
You got it?
Yep, I'm recording. Still pretty good. Is that top?
This is top, yep.
Interesting that that's your latest song that you're playing.
All right, so that's normal.
Okay.
I'll now go in. I've now flicked on late night.
Late night. And I'm not touching anything here. I want to hear if this is legit.
All right, here we go. This is from the start of the song
okay.
as well.
Oh, no, better be good. Right, better be loud.
Shh, everyone.
I'm looking at it roll in on record.
Looks pretty similar.
I would say slightly more.
You reckon?
Yeah, it's like a, you know.
This
slightly.
One says loudness. That's another option. Should we try that one?
Yeah, but then that's not a secret. That's really obvious, isn't it?
Let's just try this one more. One last one.
All right, what do we got? No, the other one's louder.
You reckon?
Yeah, late night is louder.
So it's true?
slightly true.
Okay, I may over-exaggerated the best iPhone hack ever.
But you've slightly improved people's lives. And if that's what we're doing on this show day to day, if we slightly improve someone's day...
I'll take it.
We'll take it, yeah?
We'll
celebrate the mini
win.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
All right, some callback heroes time. Who would you call in your phone once they answer, you say, call me back in 30 seconds to hypothetically save your life, but they don't know you're playing?
We like to put people to the test that we know, and I'm interested to find out who you've got this morning.
So this is the situation.
I would say our strike rate is about 25%.
Yeah, I'd say so too.
Yep.
I've got a situation in the last 24 hours. Fellow radio announcer on one of our sister stations, Sophie Tiller.
Okay.
She's down the road.
She hosts the New York.
The Newcastle Breakfast Show.
That's the one,
on 106.9.
Yeah.
She and I have been playing phone tag for the last 24 hours.
Okay.
There's been about 8 calls.
Back and forth.
None have been answered.
Hopefully she's not on air right now.
Let's hope not.
Yeah. Put it
Let's
in.
Let's hope she's in a break.
Okay. Put in the call.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Oh,
hey, mate.
Tiller, you would not believe what I'm about to tell you. Oh, hold on, wait a minute. Call me back in 30 seconds. Call me back in 30.
Oh, no worry.
I hung up on her.
I felt like she was about to say, no worries.
Let me call you back.
I think to prove a point, she won't call.
You reckon?
You hooked her in with some juice, though.
I know.
Yeah. You won't believe what I'm about to tell you. I'd be calling back.
Me too.
Yeah. 15 seconds to go.
Come on, Tiller.
10 seconds.
Come on. We haven't done well in the last couple of weeks.
So...
Well, she's trying to sabotage our show, isn't she?
I think she's sticking it to you.
Oh, I thought she would with that hook.
Can I say, because you didn't really give her a chance to say anything, I felt like she was about to tell you she's busy.
Me too.
I got that vibe. She was like, hey, and then you jumped straight into it.
I know, I totally agree.
Which, I mean, she's on air right now, so that's justified.
So she is busy.
Yeah, she's probably talking to Newcastle.
Yeah.
Can we just say anyone that listens to our show that might live in Newcastle, keep listening to her. Oh,
she's calling back.
I want a good excuse on this.
Here we go. Sophie Bloody Tiller.
Brianna.
How are you? You just hypothetically killed me in our game of callback heroes. Gaundy's here with me.
Hey, Soph.
Hello. What? I don't understand what you're doing. What happened?
So we play this game on our show where you have to call someone in your phone book and tell them to call you back within 30 seconds. If they do, they hypothetically save your life in the game. If not, you're dead.
Did I call you back in 30 seconds?
No, you bloody didn't.
How many seconds did I take?
How many?
Just under a minute,
Soph.
I wasn't going to be like one, two,
punctual,
three,
punctual,
four,
Sophie.
Five. Someone was telling me I actually looked good today, so I talked to them about how good I looked for about 30 seconds.
So priorities.
So
she'd rather get a compliment than save our lives, Gaundy.
Soph looks good, but we're dead, unfortunately. So.
Well, thanks for nothing, Soph.
Which one did I kill, you or Gaundy?
Like both of us. We're in it together.
Oh, okay. We'll catch you guys.
Oh, don't sound so sad about it, mate.
Yeah, see you, Soph. See you, mate.
Bye.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
She's got a brand new song called Touch Me.
Woo!
Which we're loving.
Like that.
Sydney singer Starley, and she joins us on the show right now. Morning, Starley.
Morning, Starley.
Hey. How are you, Starley? You good?
Really good, thank you. Yeah. Seems like you got a lot of people in that little...
All for you.
Office.
Yeah, we round them up for you. They're still going, but we like to round them up for you.
I remember when your first single, Call On Me, it was going massive. And do you remember, Gaundy, in the studio, we were talking about it and how great the song was. And then our producer was like, oh, she's from Australia. And we were like, what?
We got so excited. We were like, oh.
Get her on the show.
Australia. Love it. Yeah, it was huge.
It's been amazing since the release of that song. Lots of stuff's happened. I don't live in Australia at the moment, but it's my first time I've been back for, I think, 9 months.
It's
really cool to be here.
I did read somewhere that song has had over 500 million streams globally, which is crazy. When you say things have changed for you so much since a song that has gone that massive, what's the biggest thing that has changed for you?
I think the biggest thing is, just my whole lifestyle. Like, as far as just, like, I'm not broke, you know.
That's a tip.
You can buy cashew nuts at the supermarket.
I'm not really
now.
Rich, but yeah, I can buy cashew nuts and I drink a green juice every day.
You're fancy.
And that's expensive.
Yeah, you fancy.
I couldn't afford that stuff.
You're getting the premium petrol.
Oh, yeah. You're rolling now. You're rolling.
I can have a latte and a green smoothie.
You know you made it.
Doing all right for yourself, eh? You're getting two drinks, not just one drink, two drinks.
Look out. Who's the coolest person, Starly, that you've met since hitting it big?
DJ Khaled, probably.
Yeah.
He's our man. We love DJ Khaled.
Yeah, he listened to Call on Me and he was like, that's a one-listen smash. How come nobody told me about that song? So give me all the handles for this. I'm going to post it. And then
that's
he did.
Awesome.
And he was like really sick.
And so what was your interaction with him like? Was it very brief? Was it over?
It was in the label because we're both signed to Epic in America. And so I walked, L.A. Reid was like, come in for a second. And I was dancing to his songs. He was playing all the songs that he was going to release on the album. And so I just started dancing and everyone's getting hyped because that's what people do, you know, when you play your music and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so I walked in and was getting everybody hyped, and then he just like, play me some of her music, and then LA played Call on Me, and then it was really nice, and he gave me a huge hug, and like it was just like really encouraging.
What an amazing moment. That's something that you've written in your bedroom, just you and the pen, and you lead to this moment where you're sitting in, you know, with DJ Khaled and you're all jamming out to one of your songs.
Yeah, he's telling you it's a smash record.
It's kind of
crazy. It feels like a dream a lot of the time. Like even now I think about it, like I can't believe that this is what's my life is about now.
And on the same record label, is there chances that you guys will work together in the future as well on something?
You never know. I would never say never. We'll see.
Oh yes, a Starly and DJ Khaled collab.
That'd be awesome. Hey Starly, look, I'm a massive Jimmy Kimmel fan, and I've seen you being on the show. What's that like when you go and you're on Jimmy Kimmel? Does he come back and chat to you guys? Because I always see the musical guests come out and do their thing and wonder how much you've got to do with Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, I think he normally does, and he did come and say hi to me and everything, and I can't remember the guy's name, but it was the day that one of his very close friends passed away, and so it was a bit sad, and Adam Sandler was in as well, and they both were reminiscing about this guy, and it was a little bit of a sad thing, but it was kind of an interesting thing. They kept playing that same episode all the time because of that, remembering this guy. So a lot of people seen me on there. But yeah, I spoke to him really briefly because he was pretty sad.
And Adam Sandler, you guys...
I didn't really cross paths because we were kind of busy getting ready to get on and everything. But Jimmy was really, really nice and sweet. And you could see that if he was like his normal self, he would have had a big chat.
But of course.
Sick, not feeling so good that day.
Yep.
Starly, when you go to superstardom in a matter of months, are people coming out of the woodwork? How many people have you had message you that are like, oh, we went to school together in grade 3?
Yeah, there's been a lot, and I kind of just try to message people back every now and then, but sometimes it just gets too much, and I'm just like, oh, okay, I'm just, you know, it depends who it is. But
if they were hot, I'll message them back.
No, it depends. It depends if I actually had a connection with that person growing up, or if it's just some random person that I met once at a grocery store.
Your mum's like, remember me? I'm your mother.
I text my mum every day, and today, like, I tell her what I'm doing, and I tell her, listen to the radio stations, and my
keep
parents
grounded.
Amazed.
Yeah, but it's funny, like yesterday I was on some show on the I don't know if I'm allowed to plug other TV shows on here or something.
I
was on just the morning show on Channel 7, and my dad said, oh, you're on the morning show. He said, okay. And I said, do you have a TV close by? I put it on Channel 7. And he said, are you singing? And I said, no. And he said, oh, what's the point? They're just so definitely keep me grounded. They don't care.
Oh, God.
That's awesome.
I had to tune in for Buddy Kimmel last week. What am I going to do this week?
I've got stuff to do, Starling.
I need to listen to you talking. I've got work to do.
I'm busy around here.
God, that's not even impressive.
Starling, we love to see you having some success and plenty Thank more you. Coming your way. No doubt about that. And we'd love to get you back on the show. Awesome. Keep in touch with us. Don't forget us.
Yes, I will. Thanks so much. You guys are fun.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Conversation went down in the building, Gaunzi, in your and my office with Boss Yammo, who's in the studio right now.
Morning, guys.
What was that?
Show sounding great.
I didn't want to talk over that part. It was a very casual conversation for what was said, wasn't it?
It was very abrupt for me, though, in particular, and also a bit of a shock for you as well.
Well, Yammo's gone for a rental property.
Yeah.
And he's put down what he says was six references.
Six. That's a lot of people.
Yep.
A lot of influential people in his life who obviously he trusts and respects.
And of the two of us, Bree and Gaunzi,
yep.
who did you put down as a reference?
I put you down.
What the hell?
I put you
and
down,
you
Gaunzi.
Said it in such a casual way.
Yeah.
Not a big deal. Put Gaunzi's name down to give a reference, but not little old me.
No, that's right.
So what? You don't trust me?
That, of course, primarily. And secondly, it was a security issue. I didn't want to give out your mobile phone number to
all right,
Australians.
Mate. Blah, blah, blah.
Excuse, I've got to say.
He came up with that a little bit after the conversation went down.
A good one he came up with on the spot.
Nice one, mate. Yeah. Well, guess what?
What?
Yesterday, after the conversation,
you
mistakenly said the name of the real estate and also the girl that you'd been speaking to, so we put in a call, didn't we? I thought I would call the real estate because I needed to give my reference of my boss, Peter Yamarelov.
And just rattle off a bunch of stuff that's going to...
You know, just a real true character reference.
Okay, great. Is she on the phone?
No, she's not, but we'll play that chat for you right now.
This is what went down yesterday.
Thank you for calling. This is Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. I was actually calling. I think someone called me. I need to give a character reference for my boss, Peter Yamarelos.
Hello, this is Bree.
It is.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. I just heard that Yammo didn't put me down as a character reference, but he put Gaunzi down, and I thought, I'm a better person.
I don't even look at those things. I just do the employment and the... we don't do the other checks, but I probably should have.
Yeah, because I feel like, you know what, you definitely should have in his case, because I could tell you a lot of stuff about him.
Come on then, try me.
All right, so just to let you know, he's very flaky. Like, he doesn't turn up on time. Like, he doesn't get back to emails. He doesn't text you back. He also is very dodgy.
Oh, really?
So there's been times where I've paid for lunch for him or coffees and he always says that he'll pay me back. So
pay
I don't know
back.
If that, you know, qualifies for something to do with renting a house, but that's just going to say that he's probably not going to pay rent on time.
Oh,
so.
No. It's all right. I'll chase him up if he doesn't.
Yeah, so if you just want to mark that down.
I will. I've done that. I'll let know, the property manager.
Perfect. Also, if you can let know, he's actually going through the courts at the moment for a few things. I mean, they're all minor HR issues that have happened at work. And
I've heard a bit about the HR issues at work on your Snapchat.
Yes, there's quite a few. I mean, it looks like he is guilty, but he hasn't been technically convicted of anything
prosecuted.
Yet.
Okay.
Well, I just thought it was like my responsibility to let someone know, like if they're going to get involved with someone of that kind of nature. He's also very abrupt and he swears a lot. So,
oh, really? He's lovely with me on the phone.
Okay, yeah, see, that's what you get in the first kind of meeting with him, and then, you know, once he actually gets into the property, it all turns sour.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, I'll make sure that I'll let you know if he causes any trouble.
Yeah, so you probably should do a police background check as well, because I do believe he's been to jail a few times.
Okay, I've done a ticket check. He's not blacklisted.
Okay. So
yeah.
I thought he went to jail once for arson, setting a rental property on fire.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right, I might have to call my police friend and ask him.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Just to do the double check. I mean, Gaunzi's also here. He can double.
Oh,
he
hi,
can.
Gaunzi.
Hey, can you take me off the reference list? Because I just can't lie on behalf of Yammo.
Yeah, I didn't even know you were on there.
And he doesn't want to be put in that position where he has to lie and make stuff up about Yammo.
Exactly. If I have to lie about Yammo and say he's a good guy, I just don't think I can do it. Hey, Sarah.
We got a question. After hearing all of that about our boss, Yammo. Is he going to get the rental?
Yes, he is. He's already got it.
Oh, really? But you know all the stuff we just told you.
Oh, I think you're fibbing a little bit.
Never.
Sarah.
We're very trusting people.
Yes.
I know, but no, he's great. He's got the property. He's locked it in.
If he paid you to say that, say nothing now.
No, he didn't pay me to say anything.
One last question.
Yes.
Is it too late to take it off him?
No. I mean, yes, it is. Sorry, it is too late.
You're too nice.
Way too nice. Good luck. That's all I'm going to say.
Thanks, guys.
Good luck having a criminal in one of your rentals.
Okay. Bye, guys.
So you still got the pad.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a HR issue now with you guys. Absolutely.
No, there's no HR issue. No. We gave a true character reference of our boss.
How are you lying to these people to get rentals, mate?
Oh, they'll find out eventually, mate.
Clean ass, guys. You find it pretty hard to get anything.
I know that you got your Greek mafia friends to cover up all your background history, but we know the truth.
Hey, the one rule about the Greek mafia, never talk about the Greek mafia.
I've seen your prison tattoos, mate.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
What a situation to be caught up in. Paulini from Australian Idol back in the day. She's gone on to do other things, but just to give you a reminder of who Paulini is, remember this from TV's back in the day, Brie.
Tell the truth, Dicko. Tell the truth, brother man.
Paulini. Paulini. This is really hard for me to say, but it's the real world. You should choose more appropriate clothes or shed some pounds. I'm sorry.
Disgusting from Digo.
Wasn't it? He regrets Digo. It. He Digo? Regrets it.
He does?
He's since apologised.
I was going to say. There was no need to say it.
No.
You know?
So it's been tough for Paulini since. I mean, she's gone on to do some great stuff. She's in the Bodyguard musical at the moment.
She was in the Young Divas.
The Young Divas. She was too.
They had some big hits.
And she's caught up in a bit of a scandal at the moment. And it's been alleged that she's paid money for a fake... Now, it's not just a fake ID, it's a she's paid for an unrestricted New South Wales driver's licence.
She bribed someone from the New South Wales Roads and Maritime Services.
And then it turns out this person is also... Now Paulini's not involved with the bikies in any way.
No.
But the person that they were investigating that it's alleged that Paulini dealt with is...
Yes, so he apparently was involved or allegedly has been involved with the bikie gangs.
How's that? Like, yeah, I mean, I get that Paulini, if she's done that, is wrong, but you pull the bikies into it and it becomes this whole, you know...
Big elaborate story, doesn't it?
Imagine I'd
They're already
that paper
planning
today.
The next underbelly about it.
Paulini on Channel 9.
Underbelly Paulini. Underbelly, the gold dress.
The gold dress. but I don't know. I can't help but feel sorry for her in a way.
She seems to have a bad run
doesn't
a lot
she?
Of the time, doesn't she? I wonder why. This is where my mind goes. Yeah. I wonder why she wanted the unrestricted license. Is it because she didn't have one?
Possibly.
I think she wasn't qualified to drive.
When you say unrestricted, does that mean you can drive anything for as long as you want? Was there a...
I think it's an open licence.
Right. And is there an expiry on that, or is it just sort of...
I'm assuming there would be, like a normal licence. I think she was bribing someone, essentially, to give her a driver's licence without her having to do any tests or anything.
Just do the tests. Come on.
I'm not sure.
Just go through it. But, I mean, look, I know plenty of people that had fake IDs back in the day. Not saying I'm one of them. I wouldn't.
You never used one?
No.
Never used a fake ID?
Nope.
Your face says different. Seriously, though, if that guy's still employed, I might hit him up for a motorbike license.
I don't think he's going to be still employed, unfortunately. Well,
there'll be someone else who'll get on board.
I'm sure, for $800 easy. But they're saying she could face Paulini now 7 years in jail. I mean, that would be the maximum time, wouldn't it?
That's a bit rough.
7 years, Paulini, straight to jail.
I doubt it.
For an unrestricted New South Wales driver's license.
What, for allegedly buying a fake one, trying to buy a fake one?
Would that be maximum security kind of prison?
No way. It'd be more like Pauline Hanson.
Where did Pauline Hanson go?
She went to, like, one of the...
Retreat.
No, I don't think so. I think she went to one of the average kind of jails.
Right.
Pauline Hanson.
Just get all the Paulines.
All the Paulines in there.
Oh, my poor nan's Pauline.
Is she?
I can't picture my nan doing hard time.
Your nan's hardcore. She's a regular OG.
Lock her up.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
One of our favourite guys who works around the office here, Manny. He's my favourite guy around the office here. He's the handyman, so he does all the fix-it stuff.
Yeah.
If you need something done, you ask our man Manny.
He's the go-to guy. Took all his holidays in one lump sum, went away for 4 weeks, and the place almost fell apart, Manny.
It did.
So it's good
really
to have
did.
Him
he's
back.
In the studio this morning.
Manny,
morning.
Hello, mate.
How's it going?
We're good, man. I'm going to give you an applause.
Manny, yeah, go on. I wanted to get you on this morning because you were telling me the story about you and your sister the other day because you took a trip overseas with your wife and it was over to Malta, which is where you're from.
Yep.
And you said to me that you saw your sister for the first time in how long?
19 years.
First time in 19.
That
wow.
is unbelievable. So you have not seen your blood sister for 19 years. What was that like the first time when you saw her after 19 years?
Well, I was in the hotel, we were checking in, and I see this lady with very, very dark sunglasses just walk past the hotel, and then she walked back again. And I took a second glimpse, and I thought, oh, that's Rita.
That's my sister.
That's my sister.
Did she look the same? Did you even recognise her after so long?
Well, the sunglasses were very big sunglasses, so that covered a fair bit of a...
Her face.
It was an organised meeting, though, right? You just weren't there went, oh, hang on. Hey,
but
whoa.
She surprised him early.
Right, I get
you. Yeah, she surprised us earlier because they were supposed to meet us there.
Okay.
At the hotel.
I just couldn't believe that in this day and age in 2017, because how old were you when you moved over to this country?
Well, I was actually born here.
You were born here.
And so was she.
Okay.
But she met somebody here that was born there.
Oh, what are the odds of that?
Yeah.
And went back.
And then they moved over there.
So why 19 years without any contact? Or have you been text and calls and stuff?
We ring each other.
Right, I get you.
We ring each other.
Yep.
Yeah, but probably twice a month at least.
You just get busy and you just haven't been able to get over there or she hasn't been able to come back for 19 years.
That's right. Well, we get caught in our life here, work and everything, and she's caught with her family and kids and grandkids and everybody there.
And you were saying to me that... She had children, which is obviously your nieces and nephews, that you met when they were like 2 or 3, and now they're grown human beings with their own kids.
Yeah, yeah. Grown 25, 26-year-olds with their own kids.
I just can't comprehend not seeing my sister for 19 years. That's unbelievable. I can't believe that you went through that this year, and it's amazing.
It's a long way, and it was great going there.
No regrets.
No regrets, and I'll be back.
Some siblings like going 19 years without seeing each other. So maybe it was one of those things. Where he's like,
you
oh,
and your
God.
Sister, not the one that lives here. You haven't seen her for 2 years.
I haven't seen her for a few years. Yeah, I got a sister that lives in Tamworth. She listens to this show, by the way. Her name's Tara. So shout out. But I need to get back in touch with her because before you know it, 19 years just passes by, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it's one of those things, though, you know when you're like, oh, I saw them the other day, and you go, hang on, no, that was 2 years ago.
I know.
Because you just get caught up doing stuff like Manny here.
Yeah.
And I asked you, I said, when's the next time you're going to see her? Surely it's not going to be another 19 years. And you said she's going to come visit this year.
I think she's coming down in November.
Boom.
Yeah.
Okay.
But what really smashed me with it is that my niece, Marlena...
Yeah.
Was about 2, 2.5 when they went
over.
To Europe, went over. We've seen her since, but now that I've been there, you've got the second niece, her daughter.
Exactly right.
And her daughter is the same age as when she went there.
That's so strange to me.
Did you get emotional? Did you?
No, I didn't.
No?
No. But on leaving the airport, she just couldn't hack it.
She got upset. Because, well, I guess it's that thing where they're so far away, you don't know when you're going to see each other again.
That's what she made you think, mate. She was like, oh, I can't believe it. Yeah, he's gone again!
A month of this guy. Thank God he's out of here.
He thinks we're going there soon.
No,
we're not
going. No.
I just thought that was a really nice story, and I wanted to get you on this morning to,
she
you know.
Definitely couldn't say goodbye, and yeah.
Nice work, man, because I know from personal experience when you talk about this sort of stuff on the air, it helps people listening and someone might be in a similar position where they haven't seen someone in a long time and it encourages them to reconnect with their family. So
whatever the reason may be, if it's, you know, you just get busy or if it's a other situation, life's too short.
Looking at the smile on your face, mate, you're pretty happy.
You had a great time.
I've actually got a tear coming out of my eyes.
It does.
Because, yeah, it was great, absolutely great. And I wouldn't think twice. Like, I always think, oh, yeah, why are people flying overseas for a couple of weeks? But that couple of weeks makes it worth it.
Makes a big difference,
doesn't
it? When
you see family.
Life's unpredictable, and things come up along the way, so you need to make the most of those. To go around and give Manny a hug, Bree.
Oh, Manny, come guy, in here, mate.
This poor guy's been good. His first here in 19 years.
Oh, love
you. Well done, mate. Thanks for sharing that with us.
Thank you.
Old school birthday bangers next, 13, 12, 16. Birthday banger to Bangkok.
Oh, that's huge.
Manny leaves the studio, calls 13, 12. I'd love a trip. That'd be great.
Went on a trip. I saw my sister for the first time in 19 years. I'd love another trip.
Wouldn't mind another one.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
This is my new favourite game. Mama Di has kind of introduced us to it.
She loves to send through a video in the mornings about whether or not the dog's bowl is frozen over in Country Stanthorpe.
It's very cold there.
It's very cold.
And it does freeze over from time to time, and it's her check of the weather. Every morning she goes and checks on the dog bowl.
Yesterday.
It was frozen over.
It had frozen over.
So today we want to know, is the dog bowl frozen over in Country Stanthorpe?
Or we want to get a simple game.
We want to get a few people on the air just in case it is Secret Katy Perry Day today to guess. So let's go to Taryn.
North Gosford.
Taryn, what are you saying? Yes, it's frozen over, or no, it's not frozen over?
Most definitely frozen over.
Oh, definitely.
Taryn's going with yes. All right. It was a big yes yesterday, so.
There'd be no reason why it wouldn't be twice.
What are you saying? Yes, it's
let's
frozen
see.
Over.
Jade in San Remo.
Over.
You've got the radio. There she is.
Over.
Oh, no.
No, let's. Can we please turn down the radios in the background if you're on the phone to get on the air?
Come on, guys.
That's all we ask. Let's go to Jen in Empire Bay.
Morning, Jen.
Morning. Absolutely frozen today.
Okay.
I think so. Okay.
Too frozen.
She's
too
confident.
Maybe Jade's heard us say turn down the radio
on
seconds later. Yeah, let's go back to Jade.
Being absolutely frozen
Jade
today. Okay, I think
no,
so.
No, okay. She's just enjoying the radio.
She hasn't heard it.
What was her guess?
Jade's was no.
Okay.
She said no, it hasn't frozen over.
The time has come.
Right.
Let's
the audio
find out.
From the video Mama Di sent through, has the dog's bowl frozen over in Country Stanthorpe?
Morning. Just checking to see if the dog bowl's frozen over. Not quite as cold this morning. No, it's not, but the wind's up, so it's a little bit cool.
It's a little bit cool, but the dog bowl is not frozen
no
over.
No ice this morning.
No ice.
It's a big no on the dog's bowl frozen over.
Oh, I love Mama Di. It's her birthday this weekend.
It is.
I love you, Di. Happy birthday.
Don't encourage the woman.
No, she needs all the encouragement. She's the best. All right, so it's not frozen over, but good news. Everyone except Jade, because she didn't get herself on air just then.
She was too busy listening to the radio.
In the background. So, if we have Katy Perry tickets today,
Taryn and Jen will win.
Taryn and Jen will get tickets, but Jade will unfortunately just miss out. How long will this game continue, Bree? Is
give
the dog
Jade
bowl
one more chance.
Oh, really?
One more chance. Go back to Jade
Let's
once
go
more.
Okay, Jade.
Jade?
Devastation.
She's gone.
She heard she's not getting Katy Perry tickets.
She could have got on the air right there.
I feel for Jade.
So do I. Fingers crossed it's not today.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Ladies, where you at tonight?
Win a double pass to see Katy Perry in concert.
This is for you!
With Bree and Gaunzi on a special secret morning. In which morning?
Got a secret, can you keep it?
We are about to find out if you've missed it this week. Anyone that got on air on a particular day with us that we don't know the day yet, we're
that
about to find out.
Pre-selected, wasn't it?
Pre-selected at the start of the week by Alana, who joins us in the studio, who's about to reveal the day.
She's the only one who's known what day it was. I've tried to get it out of her this week. She wouldn't budge.
And everyone that was on air on this particular day is getting tickets to see Katy Perry live in concert thanks to Top End Limos.
Every single caller.
Okay.
And just to let you know, Alana, we've put a lot more callers to air this week. So good luck with that.
We've been guessing our days. We've had a good feeling about every single day this week.
Well, I mean, it was, you know, one in five chance of every day.
The time has come to find out which is the Katy Perry secret day, live on Facebook right now. And Alana is about to reveal.
Oh, hang on. This is big. This is big. So every caller that went to air on this day will get tickets to see Katy Perry.
All right, Alana.
All right.
We're good to go.
Alana, when you're ready, unveil.
Big gold glittery envelope.
Oh, jeez. Oh, oh, oh. come on.
Are you
come
ready?
On.
What day was it?
What day? Oh! Oh! Does it... I can see it! It's Thursday!
Thursday!
Yes!
Oh, Thursday's the day. So,
did you have a feeling about Thursday?
You know who did have a feeling about Thursday?
Mama Di.
Yeah, she did.
She did say, did you tell Mama Di? Alana?
Alana no, didn't tell Mama Di.
No,
our producer Rach is just jumping on the phone to people from Thursday to see if we can get someone on the air right now. But congrats to anyone on the Thursday. Well done.
Whoever was on the air on Thursday who called up the show, you get tickets to see Katy Perry live in concert.
Let's see how we're going on the phones here.
Someone might be on the phone.
Who we got? Sam's in Baddow Bay. You're a caller on Thursday, Sam.
Yes, Sam!
Sammy, congrats.
Thank you.
You have tickets to see Katy Perry live in concert and Top End Limo's transfers.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Did you have a feeling about Thursday, Sam?
Oh, it was just that day, you know. I was thinking that I woke up, I felt good, and I was like, I'm going to do it.
If I remember correctly, Sam, you called up for Birthday Banger, and you actually got on the list for Birthday Banger to Bangkok as well.
I did.
What a day. She won a finalist spot on that, and she also won tickets to Katy Perry.
So next week she could get the trip to Bangkok on top of
that. Potentially you could, Sam.
That's exciting.
Hey, well done. Enjoy the show. Have you seen Katy Perry live before?
I did. I went to her last concert, the 2014 one, with my mum and that. It was so fun.
Definitely worth going again.
Look, it's worth it.
Anyone that got on air with us that day on the phones, Tradie V Lady, Birthday Banger, you've got a list of people there, Producer H.
Yep, so guessing game.
Curtis in Wadalba, Kelly in Gosford, Jackie in Wadalba, Ashley in Edelong, and Jake in Erina have all scored themselves Katy Perry tickets.
Well done, guys. All getting tickets to see Katy Perry. And a massive thanks to Top End Limos, Dave and the crew always do an amazing job with us. We appreciate that. You can arrive in style like no other in an 11-seater stretch limo. Book them for your next event.
I did have a feeling about Thursday. I had a
always
good
had a feeling about Thursday.
Felt it in my waters. 100%. I felt it on every day, but particularly Thursday.
That is it for us this morning. Before we get out of here, we are back for our Saturday show tomorrow, and yes, we have to leave you with this.
All right, really quickly, the biggest stories of the week, obviously John Ibrahim and that massive thing that went down in Sydney.
Teflon John.
Oh, jeez.
Nothing sticking to him, but yeah.
They were taking everyone down in that drug ring, weren't they? Yep. Also, the marriage equality debate, it's going back and forth. It's all over the shop. We can't ignore how big that news story was this week, so it's made the weekly wrap.
The one good thing I would say is that I like that the discussion is back, you know, being discussed.
Yes.
And hopefully we can get all get the outcome that we are hoping for, yeah.
And it can get passed and everyone will be able to love whoever they want.
Exactly. Equality is what it's all about. So is that the two stories
They're
in here?
They're the two stories okay. that are in there this week.
All right, we'll leave you with this. Jack the Rapper with the weekly wrap. Thanks for hanging out with us this week. We'll catch you for our Saturday show.
Here
he is.
Have a good Friday. Bye.
Enjoy. Delay, more debate, participate. They believe in, yes, they say that the youth are running late and could inflate an estimated 800,000 and not enrolled. Or so we're told, the postal ballot that's valid, validating yet voluntary. And this ballot, non-binding, but to me is unnecessary. Why do we have to spend 122 million? Just pass it through, you know what to do. Legalize and make this end. We are on the wrong end, a wrong trend. We should be open, my friends, not be the last to pass marriage equality. When will we realize how stupid we overlooking? Let me shift and publicize the Ibrahim's there undoing, the underbelly infamous club owner spark some interest, arrest ways who wait, let's go through in the simplest, a drug bust, family found with 2 million in a bag, a Glock in hand on his partner, now they stand all stand trial for numerous counts including drugs to be sold. Let us keep our eyes peeled and watch this all unfold. Legal bills up the wazoo, extended family scold, a lot is happening, the truth will soon be told. Whoa. Massive thanks to Jack the Rapper this week. An amazing weekly wrap. We appreciate it as always, mate.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Get up with Brian Gaunsey.
CFM.